Marco Werman. This is The World. We begin this Monday with the news that's been unfolding all day, the search for a suspect tied to a bomb explosion over the weekend in New York City, and to bombs discovered in both New York and New Jersey as well. That suspect is now in custody after a shootout with police in New Jersey. The man has been identified as Ahmad Khan Rahami. Also this weekend, another young man stabbed 9 people at a shopping mall in St. Cloud, Minnesota. We'll hear reaction from the Somali-American community there in just a few minutes. First, though, we turn to Juliet Kayyem, counterterrorism expert and frequent guest here on The World. She's a former official with the Department of Homeland Security. I asked for her take on whether these incidents in New Jersey and New York were acts of international terror.
So I'm going to be honest. I think we just don't know. And I think that was why so many people in New York, the mayor, the police chief, were really reserving judgment on what to call this until they had someone apprehended. So now the investigation is really going to be able to unearth 2 things. One's going to be very familiar to your listeners, another more unique. This is a investigation with physical evidence and bomb-making materials and a captive who has friends and family who will be interviewed and determining where his whereabouts were and whether anyone was helping him. The second piece is the newer piece in our online age, which is there'll be essentially an online scrub, right? Who was he communicating with? How was he communicating with them? Was he directed by anyone? Was he inspired by anyone? That will also take some time, and then we'll get a better picture of who he is and why exactly he did this.
Is this one of those moments where surveillance is going to increase?
I think it's hard to tell. Each of these cases is so unique. I still don't know if we are going to face an encryption debate yet, because we don't know what was on his cell phone. I think one of the most interesting things is in this age of sort of concerns about privacy to remind people how unique this case unfolded, at least in the investigation. And while we do fear that terrorism has become more democratic with a little d, you know, anyone can get knives or weapons or build a bomb, both in the Boston Marathon attacks a couple years earlier, and this one, you saw police really trying to crowdsource the investigation, making it more democratic. They went out with the picture. There was a never-before-used text alert that went out to everyone in New York City with a picture of Rahami before they had captured him. So I think while the enemy is more nimble and harder to find in many ways, we should at least give some credit to a more nimble counterterrorism apparatus as well.
Yeah, I mean, details like that suggest that Rahami was not very good at this bomb-making stuff. Is that also your view, or did the people of New Jersey and New York City just get lucky?
It might be a combination of both, but I would say his success rate was not very high, and I think that's worth noting because what we're finding is the radicalization process for these men, and I think Rahami will find out it's the same, is so short. What we say the runway is very short, makes it more difficult for us to find them before they do something. On the other hand, it means they might be more sloppy. They don't have the training. They are making bombs that don't detonate.
You know, we all know the dictum, if you see something, say something. But
yeah.
What is the threshold, Juliet? What do you call in, and who do you call, and when do you do it?
So it's such a great question. I don't think there is a perfect answer in this regard. I mean, obviously, when there is heightened alert, you know, I always say, you know, if that thing in the back of your head is telling you that bag shouldn't be there, just tell someone. It harms no one. And chances are that a minute later, someone will come get the bag and claim it. So I think that is something that people should just remember, that in my world, we don't talk about Homeland Security as being just something or the responsibility of the government. I and others in my field talk about what's known as the Homeland Security Enterprise, which engages the public and citizens in their own protection and then, of course, in their own resiliency if something happens afterwards. And I think we just have to see ourselves as part of this effort rather than being afraid and closing off and freaking out in ways that the numbers just suggest we shouldn't be freaking out about.
That was counterterrorism expert Juliet Kayyem.